dying of Shelley. And seeing himself as all the romantic poets, he could forget for a little the two prime sources of his misery, the fact that he had none of their talents, and very little of their sexual potency. "We got to the point," he said, so tragically that it occurred to me that he would have done better as an actor than as a writer of screenplays. "We got to the point, Elaine and I, where we felt like Martin Luther."
"Martin Luther?"
I repeated in some astonishment.
"You know, ich kann nicht anders. We just couldn't do anything but go off together to Acapulco."
"And Gandhi," I reflected, "just couldn't do anything but resist oppression non-violently and go to prison and finally get shot."
"So there it was," he went on. "We got on a plane and flew to Acapulco."
"Finally."
"What do you mean, finally?"
"Well, you'd been thinking about it for a long time, hadn't you?" Bob looked annoyed. But I remembered all the previous occasions when he had talked to me about the problem. Should he or should he not make Elaine his mistress? That was his wonderfully old-world way of putting it. Should he or should he not ask Miriam for a divorce? A divorce from the woman who, in a very real sense, was still what she had always been, his only love. But in another very real sense, Elaine was also his only love, and would be still more so if he finally decided, and that was why he couldn't decide, to make her his mistress. To be or not to be, the soliloquy had gone on for the best part of 2 years, and if Bob could have had his way, it would have gone on for 10 years longer. He liked his message to be chronic and mainly verbal, never so acutely carnal as to put his uncertain virility to yet another humiliating test. But under the influence of his eloquence, of that baroque facade of a profile and prematurely snowy hair, Elaine had evidently grown tired of a merely chronic and platonic mess. Bob was presented with an ultimatum. It was to be either Acapulco or a clean breach. So there he was, bound and committed to adultery no less irrevocably than Gandhi had been bound and committed to non-violence and prison and assassination. But, one may suspect, with more and deeper misgivings. Misgivings which the event had wholly justified. For, though poor Bob didn't actually tell me what had happened at Acapulco, the fact that Elaine was now, as he put it, acting strangely, and had been several times in the company of that unspeakable Moldavian baron, whose name I have fortunately forgotten, seemed to tell the whole ludicrous and pathetic story. And meanwhile, Miriam had not only refused to give him a divorce, she had taken the opportunity of Bob's absence and her possession of his power of attorney to have the title to the ranch, the 2 cars, the 4 apartment houses, the corner lots at Palm Springs, and all the securities, transferred from his name to hers. And meanwhile, he owed $33,000 to the government for arrears of income tax. But when he asked his producer for that extra $250 a week, which had been as good as promised him, there was only a long and pregnant silence.
"What about it, Lou?"
Measuring his words with a solemn emphasis, Lou Lublin gave his answer. "Bob," he said, "in this studio at this time, not even Jesus Christ himself could get a raise." The tone was friendly, but when Bob tried to insist, Lou had banged his desk and told him that he was being un-American. That finished it. Bob talked on, but what a subject, I was thinking, for a great religious painting. Christ before Lublin, begging for a raise of only $250 a week, and being turned down flat. It would be one of Rembrandt's favourite themes, drawn, etched, painted a score of times. Jesus turning sadly away into the darkness of unpaid income tax, while in the golden spotlight, glittering with gems and metallic highlights, Lou, in an enormous turban, still chuckled triumphantly over what he had done to the man of sorrows. And then there would be Bruegel's version of the subject, a great synoptic view of the entire studio, a $3 million musical in full production, with every technical detail faithfully reproduced, 2,000 or 3,000 figures all perfectly characterized, and in the bottom right-hand corner, long